me, Foo Fighters on 90.3 KNDA. Brand new music from Jenny Lewis from her new solo album in there, too. Just One of the Guys, the name of the first single from The Voyager. Bruce Coburn, wondering where the lions are. They're in Africa, obviously. We started out with the only song that I know of that George Harrison and Eric Clapton wrote together. Of course, it was Badge from Cream. 11 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock, it is Morning Line on KMBA. My name's Danny Preston, and thanks for tuning in. TJAF, Yippee Skippy, the weekend is here, and there is so much going on this weekend with lots of different cultural events, the big celebration downtown for Solstice and Juneteenth. And but we want to look ahead and to next weekend, because it's going to be very special, too. Special things happening. I'd like to welcome back to the program Representative Garen Tarr. Garen, how are you?
I'm really well. Thank you. Good morning.
Okay. So we have, you're really striking me as a glass half full type of person this morning. You're all stoked about getting outside. You're stoked about your community. So an event, an annual event of very special interest to your constituency and beyond coming up next weekend, and that is?
That is the sixth annual Mountain View Street Fair.
Okay. And how did the fair start to begin with?
Well, the fair started as a way to really celebrate and highlight all of the great things that are happening in Mountain View. Folks might know that there's been a lot of redevelopment work and a lot of community activity, a community summit that was held a couple of years ago about defining Mountain View, and we all walked away with the motto, Mountain View, great families live here. So there's a lot of pride in the community and a lot of interest in, you know, having an event that not only brings people from the Mountain View community together to get to know each other, to learn more about community resources and things for their families, but also as a way to invite all the other great Anchorage families to come to Mountain View and have a fun day with us.
Okay. Because, you know, Mountain View is such a boring milk toast sort of a community anyway. Everybody's the same.
Right, yeah. Right. No, we brag a lot because if you haven't heard, Mountain View is the most diverse neighborhood in the United States. And I like to say that as often as possible. I think it should be a point of great pride for our community that we have that kind of diversity and great people here.
And the capacity to celebrate it.
Yes.
So there's lots of fun things happening. I know we can't probably laundry list them all, but what's some of the stuff that's going on? And this is next weekend, of course.
Next weekend, yes. It'll be at Clark Middle School in the upper parking lot. Should be really easy to find. It's happening from noon to 4. And a lot of focus on families. We have a lot of kids in our area, so there'll be fun activities like the bouncy castle, the rock wall, a dunk tank for kids not to participate as the person being dunked, but to have fun with that. There'll be a lot of food at a low cost and free giveaways there. There'll also be some of our community partners like Best Beginnings there, and they have a book program. They'll be giving away a free book that day as well as signing kids up to
receive
books.
I love Best Beginnings, too.
Yeah, they're a great community organization, and early literacy is one of our goals and things that we're working on with our families. So we'll have that. We'll have the always popular wacky hair and face painting. And so we hope everyone will come down. We have a couple of important health-related opportunities. The mobile mammogram unit will be available. And we'd even like to ask for folks to call and schedule this appointment. And you can call Providence Imaging Center at 212-3151. That's 212-3151. And sign up for a screening with the mobile mammogram unit that day.
Okay, so right there at Clark Middle School.
Yeah, we'll keep the kids busy so that you can take care of some important personal health needs.
Okay, but it is important to call and get scheduled in.
Yes, okay. That would help us just to make sure we can serve everyone.
Okay, so before next Saturday, it's a good idea to do it. Mountain View Street Fair, it's the sixth annual event. It's happening next Saturday. Beginning at noon until 4, 8:53. If you're just joining us, it's Morning Line for Friday, and our guest this morning is a representative, Garen Tarr, who represents Mountain View, Russian Jack, and Airport Heights, and we're all just kind of getting stoked about the big party in the streets, dancing in the streets in Mountain View coming up next weekend. The fair has evolved somewhat, or I don't know if not only evolved but expanded, incrementally So what's new this year? What's happening with the expansion?
Well, we've reached out to some new community partners like Best Beginnings, getting them involved. And there are new organizations that have moved into Mountain View since the street fair started. So some of them are new to the event. We have some of our longtime supporters like the Rasmussen Foundation, Alaska Housing Finance, and Anchorage Community Land Trust all involved this year. I know they'll be talking to folks about the work. They started a great program this year with a gardening program where they match individuals who don't have a space to garden up with someone who has space in their yard. And they have 20 of those relationships happening in Mountain View this summer. And so that's a really great program that's happening. They'll be able to talk to residents about that and get prepared and start planning for next year to even have more of that. People are really, really loving that. And there's a neighbor of ours who's a master gardener who's helping folks get those gardens started and make sure they're doing everything right to have food for themselves and their family.
Okay, very nice. It has been over 30 years since I lived in Mountain View, and it's changed. It actually has changed. It's no secret that there have been some wonderful rejuvenation projects over the last few years. And I mean, is there a coincidence that these sorts of things are happening, and that there is such a vibe of community and with things like this street fair? I mean, this is not all coincidence.
I think it's one of those great examples of everything working together. The Community Land Trust has a mission of revitalizing Mountain View. It started during Mayor Begich's administration with some great projects. Cook Inlet Tribal at Cook Inlet Housing has been a great community partner, bringing in affordable housing that matches the community and the family sizes. With families, we have a lot of kids in Mountain View, and so having affordable housing for those families has been really important. We are really excited about the development of Glen Square and the new Bass Pro store coming in. That grand opening is going to be on July 8th. The new Special Olympics facility, if folks haven't been by there, come by and take a visit.
Where is the new Special Olympics facility, Karen?
So it's on Mountain View Drive, and it's in the same location where the smaller facility was, just beyond the McDonald's there on your right-hand side if you're coming in. And now it is so exciting. It is state-of-the-art, one-of-a-kind in the United States facility. It's a training center that has the facilities for the athletes to practice and become the star athletes we know they are. But it also has a wellness component so that they can work with folks to learn about healthy eating and long-term health maintenance and really, you know, have that sort of wraparound and make sure those athletes can perform both, you know, when they're in the games and when they're at home. So a couple of those redevelopments, very exciting. So Mountain View Drive, if you haven't driven down it recently, it's probably going to look a lot different. Cook Inlet is in the final phases of doing some of their housing projects. So Brewster's is one of the old stores that a lot of people remember. That building is still there, and the Community Land Trust is considering options. But adjacent to that, in what was an empty lot, some new affordable housing units are going in there. So it's worth taking the drive through and coming by and seeing all the great activity.
Okay. As we get set to wrap up here, Garen, anything else you'd like to add? Just come out and party next week?
Come out and have a good time. It'll be 12 to 4. It'll be a really fun time. The kids love it. Call about the mobile mammogram unit. Again, that phone number is 212-3151. And they'd love to get you signed up for the appointment. We'll look forward to seeing everyone there. Thank you.
See everybody there. Garen Tarr, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line. Have a good weekend. And if you or your organization has information you'd like to share with our community, you can reach us by email. It's feedback@kmba.org. The fax is 793-3536. Or, of course, you can stop on by and say hi. We're in the Natuch Nonprofit Center on the fourth floor, 3600 San Geronimo Drive in Anchorage. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. Of course, you can join the show toll-free, 1-800-996-2848. That's also 1-800-99-NATIVE. At noon today, Rob Reinhardt opens the door to the Acoustic Cafe. Don't forget the afternoon music show with Lauren from 2 to 6 this afternoon, and the Alaska Music Spotlight at 5:35, right after the late edition of National Native News. So listen, happy solstice. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe and hug the kids.
Raven's Roost offers a lifestyle you can't find anywhere else. 35 quality townhomes on 6 acres of green, sunny land close to shopping and the hillside trails. Enjoy the privacy of your own full-featured home as well as shared gardens, kids' play areas, a common house, and more. Learn more at a gathering open to the public on June 30th and at ravensroostcoho.org.
The desire to revive native languages is strong in Native America. Many tribes have programs to teach and maintain their language for future generations. Can you speak your own language? Or are you learning words and phrases as an adult? Join us on the next Native America Calling as we celebrate language revitalization.
Native America Calling weekdays at 9 a.m. on 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's Native Voice.
KMBA programming supported by Diane Lynn, a member of the Northern Lights Circle, major players in securing the future of KMBA radio.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.